This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Power at a critical nuclear plant in Ukraine was all but cut off on Monday for the second time in 2 weeks, as Kyiv accused Moscow of pushing the war to the brink of nuclear catastrophe, one day before the UN nuclear watchdog was due to issue an assessment of the Zaporizhzhia power station. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of risking catastrophe by shelling near the plant, which officials said disrupted power lines and taken the sole remaining reactor at Europe's largest nuclear plant offline. Reporter Anna Chernikova updates VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine from Kyiv.
It was another shelling, and also additional shellings were active during the weekend, quite heavy shellings around this territory. And due to today's fire caused by the shelling, the power line Ferrosplavna, which was the last line which was connected to the energy system of Ukraine, was disconnected.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, citing information supplied from Ukraine, said the plant's backup power line had been cut to extinguish a fire, but that the line itself was not damaged and would be reconnected. Canadian police on Monday found one of the suspects in a mass stabbing spree dead, while the other suspect, his brother, was still on the run and may be injured, officials said. The brothers, Damien and Miles Sanderson, are suspected of murdering 10 people and wounding 18 in a stabbing rampage that devastated an indigenous community in Saskatchewan on Sunday. The attacks are among the deadliest in Canada's modern history.